So, this is the first episode of the Dustin and Dustin podcast. I am Dustin Shira. Just call me Shira during this. And then here is the cooler Dustin, Dustin Ring.
What's going on, everybody?
All right. So, we have wanted to put this together for quite a while because, well, we grew up with each other. We started off in the neighborhood across and we played football and went to church every single Wednesday together. Just
And we probably dated a lot of the same chicks too back in middle school.
oh,
And Dustin would always steal them. So that's what he
no.
was notorious for.
That's not a great thing to be notorious for. I am so sorry.
He crushed my soul many a times. He'll never know.
Maybe we should have an episode where we just invite guys on here and I apologize.
Yeah, seriously.
Oh.
Sorry about that, man.
Well, anyways, so we want to get this started because Dustin is a father, a single father. Am I correct in saying that?
That is true. Single father of a 4-year-old tornado.
That's awesome. And I myself have five kids, blended family. Four of them are my own, one from an, and then my current woman has a child from another marriage. And I consider him mine too. So five kids all together. Dustin has a very successful business going on, and I have a pretty successful business going on myself. I work leads. Dustin,
Don't
tell
sell
us a little
yourself
bit about
short.
what you do.
Don't sell your. You have a very successful company going on as well, and I mean, your story is most inspirational, but we can get to that. Basically, what we do to all the listeners out there at my company, I started real estate about 4 months ago, 3 months ago, but I was always in IT forever, but just working paycheck to paycheck. So finally, I took a giant leap into real estate and it just worked out really, really well. Without going into details, basically, we flip houses. And I just ended up partnering with a few guys. And, it's nice to see the other side of life for once. And, and Dustin, you've been there too. I mean, we both, I would say, kind of started from, we weren't really poor per se, but we definitely weren't wealthy by any means. Usually if we're going to get a present or something, it was on Christmas
Right.
morning or birthday. That was about it.
Yep.
There was no going to Walmart and getting something. So I think one thing we do really have in common, not only being entrepreneurs, but is, we both kind of started from nothing.
Absolutely.
We had to build that foundation.
You're right. You're right. And that taught us a lot. I mean, I remember even talking to your dad a lot of times. And that's the thing about how we grew up. And when we bring on friends in future episodes, you'll hear from them too. Our neighborhood click was a lot different from what I see nowadays. The parents were actually pretty involved. We were all close with each other. We
Right.
had John Griffith and his dad pretty much helped raise us all at the same time too. And then Dustin's dad, I mean, we talked to him all the time, even about women, So we had
Oh, Lord, don't get me started.
a we had a great time growing up. And yeah, our parents were rich. They did enough to live in the nice houses that we had. I mean, they were definitely middle class. They did well, but they were always working because, they didn't make as much as some other kids in our schools. We went to a pretty decently wealthy school at the same time, but they did great. They gave us what we needed to play sports. So
Absolutely.
we had a lot to they gave us a hard work ethic, I can tell you that for sure.
Right. Where we may have failed in school, as far as me, I was terrible in school. My parents definitely, I was going to have to, I didn't do well in my grades at all, but they definitely told me one thing, and it was hard work or, just consistency and being on your ass all the time, because you know what it's like to kind of live that lifestyle. And, when you have kids, especially, yeah, I had a great life, but these are the things I want to improve. And that's such the cool, that's the coolest thing I think about being an entrepreneur or, getting a little bit of success is because you have that ability, to make it a little bit different, because my parents struggled. I think all of our parents struggled at points. They had their ups and downs. So, and we saw them go through those, episodes and those moments of their lives. And just, we were trying to, I think how I feel is we were trying to prevent
You're right.
that.
Yep, absolutely. Yep. So I remember you coming down to Panama City Beach a few years ago. And we kept on talking. And at that point, I had opened up my own property management company, the one I lost. But
Yeah, you need to go ahead and tell that story if we haven't gotten into it. But
absolutely. Well, so
you know,
you.
and I use you as the epitome of the American dream. When I talk to people, I go, dude, this guy had nothing, got everything, had nothing again, and then got everything. I mean, just it's a very inspirational story. So.
Well, I'll get into that real quick. But so at 18, I moved away. I had a crazy girlfriend at the time. If she ever hears this, you are insane. So, like, really crazy. Anyways, I moved down to Panama City Beach with some buddies of mine, and our main goal was to play poker. That was the only place we could play legally. We played in a lot of underground places in Memphis, bars and stuff. They're closed down. It wasn't the safest area. So we moved down to Panama City Beach, started playing at the dog track all the time. Ended up, yeah, unfortunately, the first woman I met on the beach, I ended up getting pregnant, and a huge mistake. I love my daughter. I don't love my ex. Anyways, so
You just called her a mistake, no, I'm kidding.
the ex is, the daughter's great. Anyways, so I ended up going to night school and trying to get my degree. At the same time, I ended up doing night audit for a hotel. So I was switching on and off because I was trying to do night school, and then on the weekends I would be the part-time night audit for a hotel right on the beach. The BP oil spill happened, and a drunk BP exec walked in the door, and we just started talking. And it's always been easy for me to talk to people and just see what they want to do in life, and I enjoy it. And so because of that, and he kind of went on a rant and spilled his guts about his wife and everything else, he decided right there in that moment that I was going to be part of the cleanup efforts around the beach. And he said that if I kick out everybody in that hotel in the middle of the night, that he will put his BP company in there for forever, for 6 months to a year or whatever. Well, the way I saw it was that nobody was going to be coming to the beach anyway. So I, without anybody's permission, the owners or anybody's, I kicked out everybody in the middle of the night and told them we were
Oh, God.
everybody. Dustin, we canceled weddings from Ireland. Weddings.
Wow.
Yeah, it was, I called all these people in the middle of the night and I canceled everything. I kicked people out, told them we're a FEMA hotel. I found them another hotel, which took me hours. And that brought us in, right at like $400,000 a month in revenue for a hotel that was only making
Wow.
like $180,000. And the overhead cost took it all the way down because you're not doing turnovers every single day at that point for housekeeping. So immediately, 2 weeks later, they made me the GM of that hotel, and I had no idea what I was doing. So, yeah, but anyways,
Yeah,
so
that's awesome.
fast forward to a few years later, I had managed a few hotels at that point, opened up my own property management company, and then I lost everything. Panama City Beach made some laws where they changed up the spring break. It pretty much killed that source of revenue. And tourist season down there, you're talking about you have 3 months of big time revenue. Well, they didn't find any other stream of income for the month of March. I invested money into the month of March for my owners and I lost everything. I mean, everything. We moved up to Kentucky, had to move into an 800 square foot house that two people were already living in, my woman's parents. We slept on the floor in there. And, I mean, the actual floor. It's not just me saying that. We were on the hardwood floor. Baby was in a playpen. The other kids were just on a air mattress. We were all in the same room watching a 15-inch TV that barely had any color on it. And now we have started. I started working for a buddy of mine that had a marketing company, and we are in a decent house, 6,000 square foot, half a
Yeah.
million dollar house. You know,
So you're doing
we
well for
found it.
yourself, that's for sure.
Yeah,
But I just
absolutely.
want to, the thing that's crazy about that story to me is like imagining myself in your shoes. Okay, I'm a parent and you know, you have a whole entire family you're looking after
Yeah.
and you get relying on that money and all of a sudden you lose everything. I mean, you were sleeping on the floor. Can you imagine? And just for anybody out there to put yourself in those shoes to be doing that well and then lose everything to where you're sleeping on your floor, you know, you don't have any cars, everything's gone.
Everything.
Everything. You've lost everything.
It's
It's
so
like, you know,
hard.
having a house fire, but you know, people are just taking it away from you instead of it burning all up. It's gone.
Oh yeah, and nothing
And
hits you worse than
God
when your
Almighty.
woman's charge brand new Dodge Charger. She had never had a new car, never, and I was able to give that to her. It was repoed.
Yeah.
Repo on the side of the interstate. We got pulled over, and I couldn't afford new tags, So we got pulled over, and the cop was like, "Hey, so you can't drive, so we're gonna drive you home." They packed up all our groceries and drove us home, and we had to leave it on
Shit.
the side of the road. And we had already missed all these payments at that point.
Oh,
So it got
man.
repoed on the side of the road on the interstate in Kentucky.
Talk about demoralizing.
Oh man,
Oh.
it's depressing. But
What do you do when you get dropped back at home by the police officers without a car and your groceries? It's like, all right, good luck.
you smile. And that's what, so Jessie is my woman, so soon to be wife, right? And she is a realist, which I have a problem with even being a realist. I am more of an optimist. I'm always like, listen, I can turn this around.
Right.
Let me look at this. But
You're a problem solver.
well, and also
Or
she's,
at least you try to be.
I'm a dreamer, and I just try to figure different things out. Well, she doesn't like it. Like, that was a really hard thing for her. She's like, I don't know how we're gonna make it. And at times she was right. I didn't know what we were gonna do, but we figured it out. But that brings me back to you. So you visited Panama City Beach a few years ago. I met you. You had a friend's wedding down there. I was hanging out with you on the beach. Our kids were playing. But you and I started hitting the water, and we started talking about you and how you wanted to get out of the rat hole of a daily
Oh,
job.
yeah.
What
I
made you
remember that.
pull the trigger and actually do what you're doing now?
Well, I think, honestly, just being at that situation to where life isn't enjoyable, all I'm doing is going to work every single day. Like, I would literally just break even. And I told this 1,000 times, but I'm going to say it again. I was paycheck to paycheck. I would be negative account to negative account. So I had a checking and a savings account. I had a checking and a savings account. And usually by the end of, right before the Wednesday or Thursday before I got paid the next pay period, I would be somewhat negative in both accounts. It might be negative $20, might be negative $8. Regardless, on like usually that Monday, I knew I was going to run out of money that week until I got paid. And basically my paycheck would just take my accounts back up to positive, pay all everything, all the late fee or the overdraft fees, which I don't can't tell you how much money I lost on $37 overdraft fees.
Yep.
I was just like, dude, this is terrible. I can't go on vacation. I can't go buy a new TV. I can't go buy new shoes. I can't do anything. I'm literally just live existing. And also thinking like in the future, like, man, dad can't be a copier repair guy for the rest of his life and just try to move up in a company and be miserable. I've got to like, being 31 right now, not saying that we're old, but we're not young anymore
Right.
right there. So it's either time or, right now or never. And I'm not saying don't take, massive action when you're older, but, it was at that point where it's like, I got to make a decision right now. And luckily, I had a job that basically I was just always on call. So I had a lot of time to do stuff in between. But it took me a few years. It took me getting a divorce because when I saw you on that beach, I was married.
Yeah,
You know,
that's
I had to
right.
go through a divorce. I started getting real bad on alcohol. I started just not caring. I was, had to go live in with my dad for a year, because I couldn't afford to live anymore, even though I had this job, this career job at a school system. They didn't pay good at all,
Right.
and then I get another job from that, and I was just job hopping for more and more peanuts, just a few more peanuts on this job. And I was basically at the point where I would almost cry in the morning. I hated it so bad going to do something for somebody else, taking that much time of my day and giving it to somebody else just to survive. So I knew something had to change. I knew it. And that's finally what happened. You finally get so pissed off about it.
That's beautiful.
Yeah.
So I remember getting a voicemail from you. So a couple months ago, I had like a downtime. I had to take my kids to the hospital. It was rough, and I was like, man, and I was just venting. Dustin leaves me this voicemail, and he goes, "Hey, I know you're having a hard time right now. I want to let you know because I know you care. I made $22,000 last month. $22,000. Dustin killed it.
Yeah,
Killed it. That
was crazy.
dude, how did that feel? That must have been amazing for you."
Well, to me, you feel kind of numb at first. You don't want to get too excited because it seems not real,
Right.
but it's amazing feeling. And that always has like some new thing. Like, okay, I'm selling on eBay, or now I'm trying to start my own Shopify store, and I'll have a little success with it, but then, next time you see me 3 months from now, someone will go, "Hey man, how's that thing going?" I don't really do that anymore. And I felt like I was becoming known for having these ventures and never seeing them all the way through. And when I found out about real estate and how much fun I was having, and I was like, this is it. Especially because you can make large sums of cash very quickly and consistently, because real estate's never going to go anywhere.
Right.
I mean, you're always going to have, that's why I love that niche so much. But it felt amazing. It was incredible. And I've never had that much money. I mean, the most money I've ever had in my account, I think, was like $6,000, which is a bonus I got from when I joined the military. That's right. The most money I've ever seen in my account. Ever. And then so seeing like, 2-2 in there, was like, holy shit.
So how fast?
I just kind of wanted to pull it up and show everybody. Go, look, everybody, look.
How fast did you reinvest?
But you don't want to do
did
that.
Did you reinvest it really quick or what?
You know what? It's sitting there right now. I haven't reinvested it yet. I'm wanting to, I got some things, I'm putting a lot back into advertising. I'm trying to get this snowball rolling even fatter. Yeah. So no investments happened at the moment. But my next house I move into will be my first investment. I won't live there forever, but I got a plan anyways. And I'll go off that plan. But I do have a plan set. And I've learned one thing: to be patient in this time. Yep. So you want to be fast, and you want to be, ready to go. But at the same time, you can't force people to do things faster. You can motivate them.
Absolutely.
But you can't force
them. No, man, that's beautiful. No, seriously. That was a kick in the butt. I was like, man, maybe I should start, doing some wholesale real estate on the side now too. I heard that. I was like, oh, yeah. Dang. I was like, that is incredible. Yeah,
absolutely.
And nothing but happy.
And it was with your help I got that, though. I got a few deals off the, with your help, helping me expand my ideas and my, business knowledge. And, I have a lot to thank you for too, because right there at the beginning, I mean, we were talking pretty much every single day, coming up with new ideas and, so.
Well, that's why this podcast will be successful. And I think we're going to give the audience some values, because you did the same thing for me. I was having my downtime, right? And all of a sudden you give me that voicemail. I'm like, why am I down? Life is good. I'm doing much better than I was. Got 5 beautiful kids, got a big old house. Why am I having this downtime right now? And it was beautiful. So I appreciate that. And I'm really looking forward to where this journey takes us.
In life too.
And yeah, absolutely. I'm very excited. And hopefully we get to see you and your son here soon. I'd love to get y'all up in Cincinnati and go explore and do some things, and hopefully travel a little bit with you guys, because I know we could do some great things and help other people. I definitely want to get some of our friends involved in this, because they have amazing stories too. We have quite a few guys from the exact same neighborhood that are doing extremely well, all because we were all raised in the same mindset as just go get it, So I'm looking forward to bringing them on as well.
Oh yeah, absolutely. We can learn a lot from each other. You never stop learning. And that's what I've learned. I've learned you can never stop learning.
No, 100%, 100%. So, man, so that pretty much wraps up the show. But before we go, why don't you go ahead and tell us a little bit about your company?
Okay, so Titan Property Investors, it's me and 2 other partners. So basically, we buy houses for cash and really fast. So we can do it faster than any realtor. We can do it faster than anybody else. They're sticking a sign in your yard, or if you just need to sell your home quickly. I mean, if you're in a bind, if you inherited a property, if you're going through a divorce, if you got back taxes, liens on the property, an expired listing, doesn't matter. Even if you're a landlord and you're just ready to get rid of them, basically what we do is we come in, we'll take them from you, and then we close on them usually within 30 days. So you're going to get a cash offer in 30 days. And so if you or anyone you know needs to sell their home quickly for cash and close fast, you can call us. You can call me, 731-665, or you can visit TitanPropertyInvestors.com. That's TitanPropertyInvestors.com, and you can go from there. It's a really cool interactive website, and
That's beautiful. So, and I'll be honest with you guys. So, I definitely, Dustin, we talked about this before. I've got to get my in-laws with you. That same 800 square foot house needs to
Oh,
be
yeah.
sold. So, we definitely got to get you on a convo with them. They'll be here in the morning. So, I will connect to you for sure. And before we
Absolutely.
go, I also want to bring up ProLeads, the company I work for. So, we do
Oh,
everything
yeah.
when it comes to digital marketing. We're talking websites, app development, Facebook ads, everything you need. You definitely need to give me a call, 859-414-4304. And one last thing, we do have a sponsor on this podcast already. I would like to give a shout out to Anchor. If you have any podcast needs, definitely download the app Anchor. It can definitely deliver all your podcasts to iTunes and Google Play Store at any time. Be sure to check out Anchor on the Apple
Absolutely.
Store or Google Play Store today. Man, I appreciate your time and I'm looking forward to
All
growing
right. It
this.
was a
Yes, sir.
pleasure.
I'm looking forward to it.
Absolutely. All right.
See you,
Peace
man.
out.